for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367 or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Judge Amy Coney Barrett appears headed for confirmation tonight, even as Senate Republicans and Democrats continue to debate her qualifications. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Ron White of Oregon among the Democrats still complaining about the timing of Barrett's confirmation.
So this nomination and this process are not on the level. Republicans are again breaking their word to hand the Supreme Court to the far right.
Republican Steve Daines of Montana says the confirmation will mark a major change for the high court.
The age of activist justices rewriting the laws to accomplish their own policy agenda will be gone.
Judge Barrett says her role as a judge is simply to apply the law equally and as written. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A fast-moving wildfire forced evacuation orders for 60,000 people in the Orange County portion of Southern California on Monday, as powerful winds across the state prompted power to be cut to hundreds of thousands to prevent utility equipment from sparking new blazes. Evacuee Jeff Gain tells KNBC Los Angeles his family packed up when the blaze in Silverado Canyon started heading toward the city of Irvine.
When they said the fire was jumping the 241, that's when we left. It took us about 40 minutes just to do 3 miles.
There's been no containment. Water-dropping helicopters were briefly grounded because the strong winds made it unsafe to fly. President Trump was in Pennsylvania this evening, garnering support for his reelection campaign and warning that a Biden administration would bring radicals to power.
If Biden wins, the flag-burning radicals on the streets will be running your government. You know that. Look at Portland. We want to go into Portland, so, you know, we did a great job. If you look at Seattle, we said we're going in. And the night before, they said, okay, we're leaving now.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 650 points to 27,685. The NASDAQ dropping 189, the S&P lower by 64. More at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. With the campaign season coming down the home stretch, President Trump is traveling to Arizona on Wednesday for a pair of rallies. America Great Again Victory Rally happens at noon at the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport, to be followed by a rally at the Phoenix Goodyear Airport. The president's son, Eric, has two events scheduled for tomorrow here in Nevada, one in Reno, a Latinos for Trump event also here in Las Vegas tomorrow night at the Ahern Hotel. The Carson City judge has refused to stop ballot counting in Clark County in response to a lawsuit filed by Republicans, which alleges state election laws have been violated. Nevada Republican Party and President Trump's re-election campaign filed the lawsuit Friday against Clark County Registrar Joe Gloria and Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski. The lawsuit asked the judge to halt the counting of ballots until the case can be heard. A hearing on that lawsuit is expected this week. Now, it's going to be cold as we end October, but things are forecast to heat up in time for Halloween on Saturday. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for tomorrow morning from 1 to 8 for southern Clark County.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Taking a look at the traffic cams right now, it's actually not all that bad. We are getting some moderate flows there on the Beltway. No major issues on the 215 west of Valley Verde, east at Warm Springs. And remember the road work on 15 north at Lamb. That bridge construction will be there for months.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's the Monday, October 26th version of Live and Local, and it is so busy with breaking news all around us. You have come to the right place. You don't need to change the dial at all. You'll have everything you need right here. Victor Jakes is going to join us in just a second. He blew the lid off the signature verification machines in the state of Nevada. We'll get to the bottom of that. We've got lawsuits that are going on right now around the state, and they're going to get a hearing. They're going to get a hearing this week. We've got the president coming to the Bullhead Airport. The governor wouldn't let him anywhere near the state of Nevada, so he's going to Arizona, right on the border, and that's great. Too bad. Too bad, Governor. So stupid. A little bit later on the program, we're going to check in with Brian Morgenstern. We're going to go right to the White House. He is the special assistant to the president, and he is the deputy press secretary for the White House, and he'll join us. Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, will join us. Kevin Child will tell us what's going on, for crying out loud, about getting our kids back in brick-and-mortar schools. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, will tell us what's on the line come next Tuesday on Election Day. First, though, let's check in with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, Victor, I tell you, what a busy, busy week it's going to be for all of us in the news business, but you in particular.
Woo! It's almost like there's an election a week away or something. It is going to be hopping.
Isn't this great, though? And the fact that we are still in the hunt, the fact that we've got Eric Trump coming in tomorrow, we got the president coming in on Wednesday, we are still very much in the hunt.
Absolutely. I mean, you do not get presidential visits unless the campaign thinks there's a path forward here. There's a path to victory. And I think that should be very encouraging news to every Republican, every conservative in Nevada. I mean, the president certainly thinks he has a chance, and he's going to do everything he can to win it.
Okay. You blew the lid off this story about signature verification machines in the state of Nevada. Joe Gloria said you got it wrong. We had him on Friday. Can you take us back to the beginning and what you discovered in the course of your reporting?
Yeah, absolutely. I took a tour of the elections, the place where they're counting the ballots last Monday, and was pretty disturbed by what I saw. I mean, we've been told for months now that, mail ballot fraud isn't possible. You know, all those pictures of people finding ballots in the mail, in the trash can at their apartments, ballots being mailed to the wrong post office boxes. Ballot fraud isn't possible, we were told, because the signature is the security mechanism. And they make it sound like a signature is like a fingerprint. You know, it belongs to one person, and it's unique, and it's not arbitrary. There's a standard you can compare it to. And it turns out that's complete garbage because, as everyone should know, signatures change over time depending on, the angle you're writing it at, how much in a hurry you're in, your signature changes. And so the registrar, they have this big machine, and it uses an algorithm to give each signature a score based on what they have on file. And it starts at 50 out of 100. That's the minimum threshold. And Gloria, by himself, lowered it to 40 out of 100. He lowered the manufacturer's recommendation. I talked to the company. They said they do not recommend raising or lowering the score without bipartisan buy-in. And Gloria never got it.
Does Joe Gloria need permission to do such a thing? Does he have a boss, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, the county commission is his boss, which, as you may know, is run by 7 Democrats. So, here's the problem, is that it is legitimate to say that people's signatures change over time. And, it's a legitimate concern to say we don't want to exclude people who voted legitimately. And I understand that. But what they're doing is they're basically, and the thing is, the machine rejects your signature. It goes to a person to look at it, and I've been told they are looking for a reason to accept it. If that person doesn't accept it, it goes to another person who could accept it, and then finally it goes to Gloria or one of his folks to accept it. So there are just multiple chances for someone to accept the signature, and they are actively looking for reasons to accept the signature, which is basically tantamount to admitting that they do not have election security. That if you are anywhere close on a signature, that signature is getting through.
So when Joe Gloria says you are wrong and you're making wrong assumptions and things like that, that's you're right on the money.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he, what he objects to. I mean, this is all stuff he's doing. The county gave me a little pushback on, it's not the manufacturer's recommended settings, but I talked to the manufacturer. I mean, it's. Who am I going to believe, the manufacturer or the county employees who are trying to cover their backside? I was in the elections building. I wanted to talk to Gloria. He refused to talk to me. He sent me through the county PR flack. Look, if you got something to hide, that's exactly what you do. And the county certainly has something to hide. And if they want to say, well, our motives are pure because we don't want to reject ballots, I'll even grant them that. But they are destroying ballot security. They have spent months telling us that mail ballots are secure because we have signature verification. And now that folks are looking at the signature verification, they're saying, we can't be too strict with the signature verification or we'll exclude people who shouldn't have voted. Well, you know what? You should have been telling us this so we didn't have all mail voting. Except, maybe we already knew it and Democrats went ahead and did it anyway. And yes, that makes me suspicious.
And then you've got Susan Engel and the Voter Integrity Project that's out there saying there may be 40,000 ballots wrongly distributed in the state of Nevada. I hate to say it, but I feel less sure about our voting system today than I did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, there's every reason to feel terrified. I mean, it's not 40,000. I mean, in Clark County alone, they had upwards of 70,000 ballots returned to them in the primary that they should have removed. They missed the deadline. and they kept them on the active ballot, active rolls. And so you had at least 70,000 ballots go out, and that doesn't count anyone who moved between June and November, you know, which I assume is tens of thousands or more people. So you've got 100,000, 120,000 ballots just floating out there, you know, that people are finding literally in the roads, in the trash cans, getting delivered. You know, I had a woman talk to me about, you know, she got three ballots that belonged to her children, that belonged to her dead aunt, and she was confident she could have forged their signatures because she's seen their signatures before. Obviously, she didn't do it because, you know, she's concerned about election integrity. But we do not have election security right now. We have a trust-based system. Basically, it's the honor system. That is what they're doing right now.
I've been told that there is an army of attorneys on both sides already in our state just waiting for Election Day. Is that the way it's going to end up?
Well, I'm sure they're going to try it. I mean, it depends how close it is, obviously. I mean, I think that's just the bottom line. You know, the Republican Party obviously has sued already. You know, another sketchy thing about Clark County is in April, they were supposed to have a plan submitted to the Secretary of State about how they were going to allow people to watch the process. And as of last week, when I was talking with them, they still had not submitted that plan that they were required to submit in April. So the Republican Party is concerned about, you know, look, there's times when people are verifying signatures. There are different points in the verification process where we can't see what's happening. Yes, that's very concerning. Does that mean fraud's happening? No, doesn't mean fraud's happening, but it sure means it could happen. And when you've got opportunity, and certainly there are people involved in elections, I'm not pointing the finger specifically at anyone in the elections department. I'm just saying, you know, there is motive when you get involved with political races to cheat, to win at all costs. And so when you've got means and you've got motive, that's a big concern.
What do you expect election night to look like? Do you have a feel for it?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to find out in Nevada pretty soon, pretty early, because they're counting all the mail ballots, they're counting all the early ballots. You know, so I'm expecting, you know, at least Clark to come through by 10 o'clock with, you know, I guess if people are waiting long in line, that can always take longer. But, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, we should have a pretty good idea how it's going to go. And then look, if it's close, maybe we don't know for a long time because, I mean, if it's close, you just, you know, you never know, you know, how those last mail ballots are going to come out. Obviously, no one wants fraud to happen, but yes, it's very concerning that, you know, they can have ballots in the mail and still be counted. We'll see.
What do we know about the early voting numbers and the mail-in ballot numbers, absentee ballots and things? What do we know about those numbers? Do we know anything? Who they are?
Yeah.
What party?
We do know something. Actually, it's a great question because I'm writing my Wednesday column on what the statistics are showing. So Democrats right now have about a 60,000 vote lead. Let me just double check that real fast. Just under 60,000, 56,000 as of this morning vote lead. And they in 2016 they ended, I want to say, with a lead pretty near there. So it's really interesting because Republicans are actually outvoting Democrats in early in-person early voting. But Democrats, as you know, would be expected, are just doing a ton more ballots through the mail, and so it's really going to be interesting to see how it shakes out because we've never really had this situation where so many people are voting by mail, and so it's going to be really fascinating to see what happens. You know, is there a big Republican wave on Election Day? Can Republicans through early voting get it close enough so that Election Day actually is going to matter, or do Democrats, are they able to bank enough votes, you know, to basically pad the lead enough where they can withstand a Republican onslaught on Election Day?
Do we know anything about the ethnic makeup of the voters?
You know, I'm sure there are campaigns out there that do, but I do not know.
Okay.
What's happening with that.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Even as we speak, he is preparing his column for tomorrow. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi. Heidi Harris.
1 week till the election. What else can possibly happen? Who knows? But whatever it is, I promise you, we'll talk about it on the show. Join me.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats,
and go behind the scenes.
Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5.
Las Vegas Rock
on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll switch live to the White House and Brian Morgenstern. You've seen him. In fact, I saw him this morning on Fox and Friends, or one of the Fox News programs this morning. He is the deputy assistant, special assistant to the president and the White House Deputy Press Secretary. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up. In fact, he'll join us at the bottom of the hour coming up, and then Scott Hammett at the top of the next hour. Victor Jake's joining us. Busy week for all of us. We have a presidential election in 8 days. The president, believe it or not, was on the stump 3 times today, all in Pennsylvania, with the help of Marine One and Air Force One. And he is not done. The word is there might be an oath of office ceremony coming up at the White House tonight. We'll find out more about that from Brian Morgenstern. But, Victor, let me ask you. The president said today in one of his speeches that I saw that he was up by one in Nevada. You buy that?
Well, I mean, I think it's close. Absolutely, I think it's close. I think it's plausible. Obviously, I haven't seen the polling. But, I mean, the biggest thing that you can tell what a campaign believes is where they send the president. Because, you know, he's the most important campaign asset. And especially when you're running low on cash, I mean, the best thing you can do is put the president somewhere. And they are coming to Nevada. Obviously, President Trump's coming here this week. President Pence is going to be up in Reno on Thursday. So they clearly believe the state is winnable. And I do too. I think it is a winnable state for him, but I think it's going to be close.
Did you have this same feeling 4 years ago when the margin was 27,000 votes, not a lot of votes?
You know, I actually thought Trump was toast. I mean, I didn't give him much of a chance, and I was getting back from my deployment, and we were flying out the next day to home, if I'm remembering that right, and we were staying up late trying to know what's going to happen with the election, and I had this friend come over, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and everyone else is asleep, and he says, Trump's going to win. And it was a wonderful moment. I mean, I've rarely been so happy to be so wrong.
I want to ask you about a lawsuit that's been brought by the state party, the state Republican Party, and against Joe Gloria and the state of Nevada and Barb Zagavsky. Does it have a chance? It's gonna be in court sometime this week in the next couple of days.
Well, I mean, when the judge, you know, rejects the preliminary injunction, that's usually a bad sign. So that would be my guess is how this case goes. I mean, maybe the Supreme Court steps in there and does something. I mean, the strongest part is probably this thing I mentioned earlier about the plan for election observers that they either haven't produced or produced very late. And I certainly think it's appropriate for them to call on Secretary Sadowski to step in and, you know, exercise a little more proactive leadership here. It's been kind of a disappointing few months for her, and I'm sure she's got, you know, her eyes on bigger prizes in a couple of years. I think Republican voters are going to be watching and looking and saying, look, I mean, we're having an election. What did you do to help ensure the integrity of it?
The final week, what do you suspect it will look like? And do you think we're still going to be viable, I don't know, 4 days from now, 5 days from now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Nevada's going to be really interesting just because, you know, we've got the three different ways to vote. We've only had, you know, the mail-in ballot, the early voting, and the election day. And so the question is, you know, how big of a surge is there on election day? And I think that's going to keep it interesting. If folks know people who aren't planning on voting, I certainly would encourage them to push them a little bit and, you know, drive them to the polls or get them to the polls. It could be a Florida 2000 situation here.
Amy Coney Barrett, they're going to vote on her in an hour from now, supposedly. Again, in the United States Senate, anything can happen. So what happens? We are told Clarence Thomas is going to issue the oath of office, and the word is that the president will be there. This will probably be an Oval Office swearing in. How will this change things?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I think Democrats actually played it smart. They basically just let it go. There was a little bit of sniping, but, you know, they walked out on the hearing vote. They knew they couldn't stop it. I think they knew that they made a pretty bad mistake with Kavanaugh in 2018.
and probably lost some Senate seats because of it. And so I don't know if it's going to do much, actually. I think it's the reminder to, you know, Republican voters, obviously, that the court is important and that Trump's delivered on that. But, you know, the seat isn't there. The press hasn't really been pushing Biden on court.